Today, as you've just heard, we begin a new series. We begin a series on parables, myths, and legends of Mahayana Buddhism in the White Lotus Sutra. Now, the first two lectures in this series are more or less introductory. Today itself, we are dealing with Mahayana Buddhism, dealing in fact with the universal perspective of the Mahayana. And next week, we shall be dealing with the White Lotus Sutra itself in general terms, under the title of The Drama of Cosmic Enlightenment, because this is what it really is. And after that, week by week, we shall be dealing with the parables and the myths and the symbols which we find in this great Buddhist classic, this great Buddhist scripture. Now, this whole series of lectures is related to all the series that have gone before, as well as to the series that will come later on. Now, how is that? Throughout all these series, we've been concerned, and we shall continue to be concerned, with one sole topic. We've been concerned, and we shall be concerned, with the spiritual path, with what is known in Buddhism traditionally as the path to enlightenment, or the path to nirvana, or with what we've come to know in our own terms as the path of the higher evolution of man. Now, our last two series of lectures have dealt directly with this topic of the higher evolution. The year before last, we studied it in very general terms. We studied this subject of the higher evolution of man in terms of biology, in terms of anthropology, in terms of history, in terms of comparative religion, in terms of the Hinayana and Mahayana forms of Buddhism, and also in terms of modern Western thought, as represented especially by Nietzsche. And last year, in fact last autumn, which isn't so very long ago, our scope, while we confined ourselves to the same topic, was somewhat more restricted. We continued studying the higher evolution, but we studied it in terms of the higher evolution of the individual. Our approach, if I may say so, was rather psychological. And we were in particular concerned with the various problems, very practical, concrete problems, that individuals encounter in the course of that higher evolution, in the course of that spiritual development. Now, in the course of these two whole series, especially in the course of the second of them, we operated, so to speak, with the help of three main concepts, three leading concepts. One, the concept of unconsciousness or unawareness. Two, the concept of self-consciousness or awareness or individuality. And three, with the concept of universal consciousness or Buddhahood. And we saw that the higher evolution consists in what we may describe as a process of development from unconsciousness through self-consciousness to universal consciousness, or if you like, from unawareness through awareness to Buddhahood. But sooner or later, we have to start operating with a fourth concept, with the concept of what Jung calls the collective unconscious, including the archetypes of the collective unconscious. And we shall have to try to understand what part they all play in the process of the higher evolution of man, in the process of the higher evolution of the individual. And this we shall be doing probably in our next series of lectures. In this series, what we're going to start doing is familiarizing ourselves, if we're not already familiar, with archetypal, for want of a better term, archetypal material in general. And this is why, in this series, in this course of lectures, we're going to study the parables, myths, and symbols of Mahayana Buddhism as contained in this very important text, this very important scripture, the White Lotus Sutra. Now, some of you I know did not attend the previous series of lectures, but there's no need to worry about that. It's much more important that we should allow ourselves simply to feel the impact, as it were, of the parables and the myths and the symbols of the White Lotus Sutra as, in due course, we come to them. And in any case, the previous lectures are all on tape, and if we do want to become familiar with the overall pattern, the overall structure of the higher evolution in all its aspects, we shall have no doubt opportunities of hearing those lectures some other time. We shall also be allowing some time for questions after the lecture.